Chevy dealers.
All right, so moving on to the topic at hand, which is that son of a bitch Jeffrey Epstein, we have some new information out about the guards who cut the deal. And what did I say before this information came out? I told you, I knew. These dudes and this lady, they cut this deal because the federal government didn't want any more egg on its face. So these guys, the two guards, well, they were going to expose the whole entire thing. They were going to tell everybody just how crooked and how ignorant the people running the place are. So instead of having more egg on their face, instead of being transparent with the people, us, the federal government, in all of its wisdom and all of its glory, thinks it's a better idea to cut a deal with these people. Okay. All right, we get it. We know it's because the federal government is just so nice. They didn't want to see these two people have their lives ruined. Now, back in reality, we know the real reason is the federal government would have looked like a bunch of assholes once again, and they couldn't abide by it. So let's cut a deal. This article was published by the Daily News, and the author of this piece is Stephen Rex Brown. Headline, correctional officers who slept while Jeffrey Epstein hanged himself, allegedly, plan to slam federal prison system at trial. Two federal correctional officers who neglected their duties while Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, allegedly, inside a troubled lower Manhattan jail, plan to defend themselves as scapegoats for a deeply dysfunctional system had they gone on trial, sources told the Daily News. And this is the exact strategy I would have used if I was them. Sure, I'm an asshole for falsifying the logs. Sure, I'm a dick for not checking on Jeffrey Epstein. But where's my boss? Where's the supervisor? Where's the manager on duty? If there has to be a manager on duty at the casino, how come there's not a manager on duty in the jailhouse? So this was definitely the proper way to go about this for these folks. I would have done the same exact thing. I would have yelled from every mountaintop that I could have gotten to about how broken and corrupt the system is. And that's what they did. And once the prosecutors got an earful of what these folks were going to dish, they couldn't offer that plea deal any quicker. I bet you whoever wrote the plea deal, the plea deal, has carpal tunnel in their wrist now from writing it so quickly. This is the last thing the federal government needed. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas reached a deferred prosecution agreement from Manhattan federal prosecutors last Tuesday, admitting they falsely filled out paperwork certifying they'd conducted required rounds and inmate headcounts at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in the hours before Epstein was found dead in his cell early on August 10th, 2019. So the prosecution's like, you know what? Let's give these folks a deferred sentence. Let's try and sweep this shit under the rug. And we know the legacy media will be on board with it. Oh, sure, they'll report it. But it'll get lost in the news cycle the next day. Well, they didn't expect you folks to show up to the party to ruin it. They didn't expect you folks to show up banging pots and pans and screaming for justice. Well, you're here, and now they're going to have to deal with it. And the sweeping things under the rug, the killing cases, and all of the other jazz that they've been so used to doing for so long, well, it is all on display now. People have been locked in their homes. People have had time to focus on what's really going on. And if the emails I have received from the audience out here is any indication, the people are pissed. Sources close to the pair, as well as insiders at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, offered possible reasons why the feds backed off the case. The sources said falsification of documents is common at the jail and throughout the Bureau of Prisons. So, if that is true, according to this source it is, if that is true, then if they would have put these two on trial, it would have exploded in their face. Everything would have been outed, everybody would have known, and people would have had an idea of just how broken and corrupt this shit really is. but yet they'll tell you it was a perfect storm of things going wrong that night that Epstein died, as if this thing was a perfectly running machine. As if there's nobody within the system here that is above being a scumbag. Meanwhile, the guards are telling you here, the sources are telling you here, that everybody's doing this, falsifying records and the rest of it. So if that is the case, the inspector general, somebody, needs to do an investigation. And if it means firing every single person that's engaged in that, then that's what needs to happen. I don't understand the problem here, folks. If you're not good at your job, you get fired. That's how the real world works. I don't understand how these people avoid responsibility over and over again. One source described falsely filling out paperwork as closer to a norm than an anomaly in federal lockups. That's absolutely disgusting. And it's not like these people are making peanuts. They're making decent money. So if you're going to be some kind of scuzzball, right? You don't want to do your gig, whatever it may be. Guarding prisoners is probably not the place for you. It's a serious job that should be done by serious people. And if it takes paying people serious wages, more than they're being paid, then so be it. We waste tax dollars on a bunch of dumbass shit. Now we're worried about wasting tax dollars. Now everybody wants to tighten the belt. Y'all seen the debt clock running lately? That ship has sailed. Tyrone Covington, a correctional officer who serves as a union rep at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, said lack of staff at the jail makes doing the job completely by the book impossible. Hire more people. How many unemployed people are there out there? Hire and train, hire and train, hire and train. Pretty simple. Offer people a good job, good wages, a pension, and a workplace where they show up and they don't want to just go crazy because management is inefficient, and maybe more people will want to work. The narrative going around trying to pin all of this unemployment and people not want to work all on the employees is absolute bullshit, by the way. I'm not going to get too deep into that right here, but on the new podcast, we're going to talk about that. You're severely understaffed. You have to figure out what you're going to do. There are some decisions sometimes you have to make that are just not following through with the policy. The manpower doesn't allow you to do it, said Covington, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3148. But at the same time, and while I believe that that's probably the case, and that's probably true, what's the excuse for falling asleep at work? I mean, come on, sleeping at work? Maybe a handful of jobs on the whole planet where that's acceptable. Never mind in a federal lockup where you're supposed to be watching out for these inmates. You're going to sleep? He noted that supervisors are also supposed to file paperwork certifying they made rounds. Bingo, what have I been saying from the jump? Nobody wanted to talk about that, but there's accountability in a bureaucracy, at least on paper. You don't just have the prison guards in charge. It's just like the Acosta situation. It wasn't Acosta who made that deal. Part of it, but he wasn't the only one. And it's the same, it rings true here. You think it was just these two guards who were in charge of the whole thing? No way. There were supervisors, there were managers, and there were other people who should have been held responsible. The federal government never did that, and they tried to lay it all in the laps of these two low-level knuckleheads. But these two weren't having it. They fought back. Oh, you want to lay it in our lap? We're going to play whistleblower and expose the whole entire operation, so go ahead and do it. If you're going to charge Noel and Thomas, you have to charge the whole system, because the whole system is broken, Covington added. He's not wrong. The whole system is broken. You'll never get that argument from me saying it's great. Oh, we have a great justice system. It's very fair and balanced. No, literally none of that's the case. So you'll never get that argument from me. It is broken. But that's not the point here, right? The point is, this is the system that is in place. And we need to shine a light on how broken it is if we're ever going to get any results of fixing that shit. Prosecutors said Noel, 32, and Thomas, 43, were caught on camera sleeping on the job for 2 hours the night the pedophile sex offender hanged himself while waiting trial for trafficking of minors. But a supervisor in the Metropolitan Correctional Center's control center had access to that camera footage and could have seen them snoozing or otherwise failing to do their jobs, the source said. Bingo! Again, folks, it's, you know, almost like I had a premonition that this was going to come out at this point. It was rather obvious to me what they were doing and what the government was up to. Once you have a little bit of an idea of how the government works, it's not too hard to navigate their bullshit. Oh, they won't cut a plea deal with the local pot dealer, but these two? Oh, yeah, let's cut a plea because we'll look like assholes. Meanwhile, the pot dealer, the father of three, the guy trying to make a living for himself, I don't care if you agree with him selling pot or not, that's not the point I'm making. The point is, this guy gets thrown in jail for 25 years, now his children come from a broken home, and it reverberates throughout the whole entire community. You see the problem here? You see why I'm always going off the rails? It's not justice. Prosecutors say Epstein was unmonitored for 8 hours before he was found dead in his cell. Although he declined to go into detail, Montel Figgins, a lawyer for Thomas, said, "We were going to put the whole system on trial. Boy, I wish they would have done that. I really wish they would have taken this right all the way down to the end and put the whole damn thing on trial. They should have. Out all of these scuzzbags. Out the whole entire system for what it is. Corrupt." Noel's attorney, Jason Foy, said his client is grateful for the government's decision to not prosecute her. As part of their agreement, Noel and Thomas will meet with the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General, which is investigating Epstein's death. Oh, well, rest calmly, folks. Be assured that everything's gonna be fine. The Inspector General is on the case. Yeah, because the Inspector General is such a fantastic part of the solution, right? They can't even drop indictments on anybody. They're like a hall monitor. Oh, I'm going to call the hall monitor to investigate if you were chewing gum. Give me a break. Mark Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein's brother, said he has questions about the death. He said he is still bothered by inconsistencies in the government's account of the suicide. Can't disagree with that, honestly. As much as I don't want to agree with Mark Epstein, he's not wrong. There are a lot of inconsistencies here. And still no answers. Oh, we've been BS'd. Oh, we've been gaslit. No answers, though. A prominent forensic pathologist hired by Mark Epstein concluded Jeffrey Epstein could have died by strangulation, not suicide, by hanging. "Since Michael Thomas found my brother, I want to know what position my brother was in. How did he find him?" Mark Epstein said. Again, good questions. This is all stuff that should have been made public. But we had that scumbag, Bill Barr, in charge of everything. And he don't want to, he's not a friend of transparency. Then he leaves, Merrick Garland shows up. You think Merrick Garland is a friend of transparency? Stop it right now. He's not. Just another part of the problem from where I'm sitting, folks. A spokesman for the Southern District of New York declined to comment. The Bureau of Prisons did not respond to an inquiry. The dysfunction at the Metropolitan Correctional Center alarmed then-Attorney General William Barr, who described, after Epstein's death, a perfect storm of screw-ups. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Just a bunch of coincidences that all happen to happen at the same time, the same channel, the same place. I mean, if people want to believe that, I'm not going to sit here and try and convince anybody of anything. That's not my job. My job is not to convince anybody of anything. I'm here to talk about this story from my perspective, from what I see. So if you want to believe Bill Barr, you want to believe that Merrick Garland is a knight in white shining armor, hey, go for it. I'm not here to change your mind. Guess what? Because people have their minds made up already. Nobody's interested in changing their mind at this point. The jail's reputation has only worsened since then. In February 2020, a gun was smuggled into the jail. No one has been arrested for the grave security breach. The following month, Manhattan federal judge Richard Berman said it was an outrage that Barr had not addressed conditions at the jail and other federal lockups. Oh, so just Barr, though, right? we're not going to talk about the current administration. I want accountability from everybody, okay? That means the people in charge now, well, they're accountable. So if you're going to try and gaslight me and try the, well, the previous administration, I don't care. Because we can go back, what, 7 administrations if we want to play that game. The point is, the whole system's effed. And all these assholes, these politicians, they aren't really the problem. They're a symptom of the problem. In January, the warden who took over after Epstein's suicide, allegedly, resigned after a year on the job. Under her tenure, the jail faced criticism for an inadequate response to the coronavirus pandemic. A lawsuit revealed that paperwork on inmates, requests for medical attention during the pandemic, was being shredded. Fantastic facility, huh? Isn't that great? The United States of America. Virtue signal extraordinaire, telling everybody else how they should live their lives, how they should run their country. And we have a federal lockup that's shredding inmates' requests for medical. Isn't that nice? Again. I'm not going to sit here and act like everybody in prison's an animal who deserves to be treated like shit, because that is not the case. I want the prison system to work. I want it to be a place where people go, and it's not certainly not no joyride, but where people can go and rehabilitate themselves. Because what we're doing right now is not working. The jail is now on its 3rd interim warden. In March, Bureau of Prisons Director Michael Carvajal was hammered during a testimony before a House of Representatives subcommittee for the agency's response to the pandemic. "You and your staff are incompetent and should be fired," Representative David Trone, Democrat from Maryland, told Carvajal. Boy, that's a hoot coming from this guy, huh? As if Congress has done their job correctly. "Breaking news, David Trone, you should be fired as well. You and all your little thieving buddies in Congress should all be fired as well. How dare you?" In April, a judge said the conditions at the Metropolitan Correctional Center were so harsh that inmates should get time and a half credit toward sentences. Later that month, Manhattan federal judge Colleen McMahon said the Manhattan lockup and a Brooklyn federal jail were run by morons. Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. They certainly are run by morons. And the court system and the judges in the court system are also populated by morons. So, where do we find ourselves? Clowns to the left of us, morons to the right of us, and here I am, stuck in the middle with all of you. Despite the chaos at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, the union is pushing for Noel and Thomas to return to the jail and recover the wages they lost. Sure, why not? What the hell? At this point, what does it matter? It's such a shit show, we should let them run the jail. Local 3148 asks the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Justice to do right by these employees and make them whole, Covington said. I mean, wow. That's the kind of world we live in, folks. A world with so little accountability, so little want to do the right thing from some people, that when you fall asleep at your job as a prison guard, when you're falsifying records as a federal employee, your union is still going to have your back and almost demand you get your gig back. What a world we find ourselves in, folks. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI.